mobile.
Sometimes on the net and all with it. Everybody says it's going to be good.
been on this morning?
Be on now shortly. Mike's off this morning. Hadn't heard anything out of Patrick or Andrew.
COVID got everything messed up and all. I work up at Mission and all, and it's starting to affect us a little bit more now because Ford dealership, somebody like that can't get the computer chips to produce the trucks and all, and it's starting to slow us down because we're making more tires than people need now.
Tires did that.
Said that we supply a lot of OE tires directly to the plants and stuff, and Ford pretty much said that it's going to affect us all the way to about 2022, mid-2022 and all, so I don't know when they're going to get shipped.
That plant over in Japan that does the semiconductor burn down, that put of a wrench in the gears and messed things up. They said it'd be a year before they back up and running.
I think that affected a lot of people. You don't realize it, but, you know, one plant like that and all can devastate a lot of other plants, for sure.
It really hurt the Yaesu. They're not making the 300 or $3,000 or
$5,000
right now.
I've talked to a bunch of people now, and they've had a bunch of radios ordered, and they said they don't know when they're going to get them. They have no clue when they're going to come in or not.
Back out talking to another carrier. It's 41, and my AccuRite at home said it was 39 when I left.
Cool, but I didn't know it was that cool. 10.48 Friday.
Times I wasn't expecting it to get down that cool again. I thought we were about done.
Wednesday and Thursday is supposed to get down in the 40s, they're saying, but I don't know if it's going to get lower down up here or not.
Freeze that won't kill the peach blossoms or it won't affect my garden.
Got all mine seeded out. No, I haven't actually put them in the ground, but I got them all growing. I just ain't had a chance to put them in the ground yet.
I mine planted this last weekend and added one of those mister systems to it. That way I didn't have to stand out there and water it. And just put a little digital timer on it.
Had 100 tomato seedlings coming on, and about the same thing as what they call purple TP beans.
500 tomato plants?
Probably 100 seedlings coming on. They've sprouted. I just got to get them switched over to a bigger pot so they'll grow and get them out in the sun for a little bit.
Up tomatoes.
I'm going to give probably most of them away to my sons and father-in-law and whoever else. I've got the classic Beefmaster, and I've got the what they call the pineapple tomato.
And all that's a lot of tomatoes.
Nothing like a good mater sandwich.
The banana tree, I got it finally in some soil yesterday. But the company also sent me a peppercorn plant, but it won't grow in this zone, so I don't even think it's worth putting it in the ground, but it'll grow black peppercorn.
I love a good old tomato and mayonnaise sandwich, that's for sure.
Take that peppercorn plant, put it in a big pot, and put it in the house.
Have them tomato sandwiches. But, yeah, it's supposed to be zone 10 and 11. I don't even know how I ended up with the plan. I didn't order it.
COVID calls it.
My greenhouse came in yesterday. Hopefully the rest of it comes in today.
Having a small little greenhouse. I can grow a little earlier and later in the season.
20 feet long, 10 feet wide, 7 feet high, and I paid $130 for it on Overstock.
Good deal on that one for sure.
Fantastic deal.
Tomorrow, and all, I keep on saying I'm going to save all the windows when I take out a few of houses and make me a greenhouse, but I never do. I keep on throwing them away, and I keep on saying I'm going to save some and make me one, but...
Work to build in the frame and everything. That would be the downside.
I don't have time for stuff at my house. I have to do stuff for everybody else and work here and there. And I keep on family do it, but I just ain't done it.
Mine's a little simple one, just with plastic or something. Keep thinking about making one out of PVC, but I just never get around to actually getting it done.
Got a banana tree, is that correct?
One that supposedly will fruit in our zone. So it's like a blue Java, blue something, ice cream banana tree.
I do want bananas, but you know, my wife and kids love bananas. They go through bananas all the time. That'd be a pretty cool thing to try out.
KW Mobile. How's everybody doing?
Hello.
Away and oh man, I can't remember your name. I think y'all doubled with each other.
With KO4NNR.
Those are the call signs for me, man. I remember names for nothing. I'm really glad we got them on our shirts at work.
I hear you on that one.
Person. If I see your face one time, I'd recognize you, but the names just don't ever stick with me.
How people do it. I mean, there's people that remember all kinds of names that I cannot do it.
The plant manager here at Michelin and all, and he'd meet you one time, and he'd never forget your name, and he'd know your wife's name, your kid's name, and all, and it just amazed me. I had no clue how he'd done it, but he could tell you everybody's name in the whole plant.
I am not one of them, never have been. And to work today, dreading working tomorrow.
Happy Friday.
Last night shift, I was telling Ed earlier, and I go back on 4 weeks of days starting Monday. So I'm glad to be on site for a little while.
The Michelin rotating shifts at the Spartanburg plant. And that was always fun for him.
Talk to you. I'm gonna have to get off here and I'll get ready to pack it all up and go to the house here shortly. But talk to y'all again someday. It's probably in the morning when I holler at y'all. But this is KO4NNR. Clear this time.
Have a good one. Nice talking to you again. 73 Steve.
Yeah, 73 Jerry. Good to talk to you again. KN4TFW.
They can turn the radio on, and I was too tired to do anything. I turned it back off.
I've had those days for sure, and I tell you, with this allergy season and that, I'm just wore out by the time I get home.
It is. Ever since this time change, I am not sleeping good at all. Just tired, which, you know, yesterday I know I didn't go to bed till midnight the night before, so that was a good reason why, but... last night, I actually went to bed at a good time. Still woke up tired.
Yeah, this morning, but by this afternoon, I'm sure I'll be dragging my feet, and then the dog will want to go for a walk, and then I'll really be dragging my feet.
I will be dragging you along.
I do that already.
Looking at Ivory yesterday, good Lord, they want a pretty penny for some of those.
That was the insight, because it was pretty cheap, especially if you get like the touring model. It was more expensive, but I got the middle of the road model, but they have a lower end model also.
Use yesterday on, I think the website's Auto Tempest, but it does all different kinds of websites. I mean, you can find some cheap ones. I'd worry about the cheap ones just because, I mean, how long do the battery systems hold up on them? That's what I don't know. I did see a good price on a Chevy Volt. That was kind of, you know, all electric. That wouldn't be too bad just for back and forth to work, but I'd hate charging that thing every night.
Yeah, the batteries in this one's warranted for 8 years. And I saw a used one, I think it was a 2019 on the Jaguar lot. They wanted, like $9,000 for it, I think. But it was, it didn't have many miles on it.
Too bad. Yeah, that's a lot better than what I saw, which I was looking at some SUVs. SUV type, I guess. You know, they're not full size, but just something with a little more room in it.
Auto trader and told it I was looking for an Insight, and then it just pulled up every one that, you know, within whatever radius you told it, and you can get some good deals if you go up to like North Carolina and that, and on some new ones.
I can keep shopping around. I'm gonna find me something eventually at some point. I just don't know what it's gonna be. It'll definitely be something that gets a little more fuel than what my truck gets. And at least be gas, so it'll be somewhat cheaper.
It's in 58 right now.
If I baby my truck, I can get maybe 17 on the highway.
Your model, because Patrick got like 25 out of his going to Charlotte, not pulling that trailer.
56, I don't know. But it's paid for, so it don't cost nothing in the monthly payment.
Sometimes that's all the difference, right?
That's why I haven't traded it in yet, because, man, I'd love another 250, but they're so expensive.
Proud of them. They want more for them than what they're really worth.
With that, I'm sure they're making a pretty penny off of them. I mean, it's not like they're just barely making any money. I know just working here, I mean, they make profit off of them.
Well, the trucks, they try to make them all, you know, top of the line, you know, leather this and all fancy this and everything. It's like, man, I just need a regular work truck, KN4 TSW.
And I'll look at trucks, and my wife's like, ooh, that one's got a sunroof. I'm like, I don't care about that. I don't want one of those. We're talking a lot, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Hopefully you have a great day. Guess Ed, when he gets back on, tell him I said 7-3, and hopefully we'll catch you on another morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have an awesome day, and we'll catch you another day. KN4TFW.
KN4NAP.
How are you doing?
I ain't waiting on a phone call from that little boy of mine. He became a papa last night for the first time, so he's walking on the clouds.
Congratulations on the new grandbaby.
This is my third great-grand. I've got two great-granddaughters now and a great-grandson.
I said it was your boy that had one.
His oldest daughter, her and her husband, had a little girl about 7 o'clock last night.
Congratulations to him for me.
He'll call me back now in a few minutes. He done went into working the port down there in Charleston.
Big trip to Charleston now.
Won't be, because she lives up here. So he'll be coming up from Charleston. They'll be in sometime later on today. And he's going to take a couple of days off next week and spoil the youngin'.
Is it what? I know he don't commute, so where does he stay when he's down there?
In the condo.
That's down in, down at the beach, and then one up here?
On the beach. He's about 5 minutes from the beach.
Is they don't live up here. She just came up here to have the baby.
I live up here. My son's just working down there right now in Charleston because everything was slow up here. But as soon as things pick up, he's going to move back.
No, BMW's building another facility to for shipping out parts and everything up there off of Gossett Road there in Spartanburg. Or they may be calling it Chesney, but it's really Spartanburg.
Pass that on to him because he hadn't said anything to me about it.
Getting for like 6 supervisors for it, and my sister put in for it.
Get it?
They're supposed to find out here in the next little bit. And that, but they say that it's really expanding up there. And that, so it shouldn't take her long to get back on day shift.
Hope she gets it.
Full for it because there were several of them that didn't want to go up there. So she's thinking that she's pretty sure she got one of the positions that's open.
Keep my fingers crossed for her.
Going tonight.
Good, I can't complain. I'm running a little bit early this morning.
Nope.
I think that I got to go to my heart failure doctor today.
No knees.
I hope he says don't come back for the next 6 months, just like my other one did. If I got this antenna fixed or not, I think she dropped out a couple of times on me. I worked on it yesterday trying to get it put back together. The base is wanting to come loose.
Finished it this morning yet.
Keep my toes crossed so it'll hopefully it'll work. If it work, I'll just call MFJ and tell them to send me another one if they got one in stock.
Heard right now in stock, right?
Online yesterday and they didn't say they were out of stock. They didn't say they're in stock either, so I guess I'll have to call them sometime today.
Yeah. I saw an article that showed there was 21 cargo ships anchored off of the coast of California waiting to get into the port. What, did I miss something?
First I heard of that. I just wonder if the longshoremen done gone on strike out there.
I definitely missed something somewhere along the way. I don't know what it could be or why there'd be 21 ships out there. But they're talking about, you know, a supply chain issue on that, and then they're talking about higher food prices.
Honestly, that's what you get for putting a honky on a donkey in the White House.
Yeah, you got that right.
Got to say, gas has gone down over here. I paid $2.29 a gallon for it when I had to fill up last night.
The lowest I've seen is $2.37 right now.
I hope it keeps going down, because when it starts going up, it cuts into my profit. I'm planned up for this weekend.
Not at this time, but I know Susan's off tomorrow, so we'll have to see. I know I really need to cut grass some this weekend, but I can do that anytime, I guess.
Get that boy of mine to bring his tractor over and brush hog and take care of my grass. That's the way I get my grass cut now. They won't let me cut the grass.
Yeah, it's relaxing to do that. You can just, you know, kind of chill out and just not really think about a lot of things on that, especially if you're on a rider. And that, but I saw they cut the ball field or the grass around the ball field yesterday, it looks like.
Softball season.
A few games there the last few nights. They were going until about 10 o'clock or so.
Daughter of mine, Kennedy, she's playing softball this year for the first time.
Enjoying that. It was, you know, I went and watched the girls fast pitch the other weekend, and that was a lot of fun to go watch.
Clemson started up a female years ago.
Really talented.
Son of mine's wife, she got a free ride to D.C. playing softball. Okay, I'm 4NAP. Come on in.
How you doing, Ed? This is Kevin down in Greenwood. Looking at a couple things and copying the mail for a while. Thought I'd jump in here and say good morning.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, good morning, KN4TFW. The name's Ken.
Listen a little bit to, I think it was you, Ken, talking with the other guy talking about trucks. I finally decided last night maybe I'd buy one. I went out and looked at the price. I hadn't had one in 25 years. And decided 25 years from now maybe I'll buy one. They're just too darn expensive.
Too expensive, yeah. Mine finally got paid for, so it's sitting in the yard. I'm driving this car to keep the mileage low on my truck so I don't have to buy a new one, right?
I heard you say something about an insider earlier. Good things to have. And I'm glad gas prices come down for you, too. I'm tired. A year ago, I used to drive from here up to GE. 57 miles one way, and gas made quite a bit of difference, but as retired, it's not hurt me all that much. You guys were talking about that container ship thing. I hadn't paid much attention to it, so I Googled it there at the end, and apparently there's a couple things going on. We've got 21 of them sitting off the coast of California. Part of it over the winter, they said, I looked at an old thing, said they had 800 and some dock workers had COVID in January, so they weren't on the docks to unload, but then the one that come up was put out yesterday by Business Insider, or Hildebrand, I guess, said that there's actually a worldwide shortage of container ships. Backing up in countries around the world, not just here in the U.S., because different things are keeping them from flowing the containers back out to sea. And they also say that a lot of the container ships these days are 2 and 3 times bigger than they used to be, and it just takes more resources and more time to unload the things, so things are backing up everywhere. Everybody likes to blame presidents past and present for different things. I'm an independent, but it sounds like that's a president thing. Go ahead, Ed.
Heard anything about the ship being out, because that little boy of mine, he pulls down in the port down in Charleston, and they're running just as hard as they can run, and they're bringing ships in just as fast as they can get them in.
Happening when I saw the article. You know, this is getting ridiculous, this supply chain thing. It's just backing up, you know. Not enough truck drivers, not enough people to unload the ships. It's, you know, nobody wants to work these days.
Last place I was with, I've been a few different things, but the last place I did was on the north side of Greenwood, worked up there at Caterpillar. Contract maintenance and doing planning, scheduling, and stuff like that. And it isn't just that people don't want to work and have jobs, although there's a lot of that. Some of the attitudes of the people just got me. Like some guy just decided out of the middle of nowhere, you can give him a job to do, boss would give him a job to do, and he'd just say, I ain't gonna do it. How do you work with a workforce full of people like that? I saw that up at GE and then at Caterpillar before I left. Just some of the attitudes. Tell them how to do it. He just says, nope, ain't going to do it that way. Do it my own way. And then the bosses don't fire him because they can't find anybody else to go to work.
Glad they like me to go down, right? I'm a substitute driver so I can have a couple of days off.
Go ahead and repeat it.
know how that is. I can't even find a sub driver so I can have a couple of days off. I haven't had any days off per se as a vacation in 13 years.
You know, when the employees don't want to do anything, that just tears down the morale of the good people.
Yeah, and I don't know, but I think I might have to find another job if I could. 13 years is a long time without any time off. I've been in the Navy for quite a while. We didn't get any time off when we were at sea, but we eventually pulled in after a few months and had some downtime. I always notice that the people who pull up in front of my drive here and drop my paper off every morning seems to be always the same car pretty much. So I kind of suspect that that was the case. And you're right about morale, Ken. It definitely did. I'm thinking of one guy in particular who was really bad, but that type of stuff happened, like I said, a couple, three different places I work, and it's becoming more and more prevalent. Lousy work attitude about stuff. So is it your company there, Ed, who's not hiring enough because they got people like you who keep working those kind of hours, or is it just that they can't find anybody?
Independent contractor. When you deliver papers, you are your own boss, your own company, so if you get any help, you have to find them yourself. Yeah, it stinks, but they won't help you. Not unless you go down sick or something. And then if it's more than 2 weeks, they nullify your contract and you have a job.
I'm independent when I say what I'm about to say next, but you can go overboard on some of this. What am I trying to think of? Organized labor groups and stuff like that, unions. You can go overboard on that stuff, but there's a little bit to be said about it for some of the advantages, too.
Worked for Southern Railroad. He was an engineer. They went on strike one time, and the union said, oh, well, you'll get a check from us. Don't worry. Everything will be fine. Yeah, that check was for a whole $75, and they were on strike for like 4 weeks, and my dad went back to work. He said, I can't feed a family this way.
Can't go overboard. A lot of corruption in that area.
Right.
Long to one. When you get the companies doing some of the things they do these days, I can understand why some people want to do it. I went home on leave one time. A friend of mine was running a union picket line. He was working for, like, making electronic stuff for an aviation company. And all the people went out on strike, and he was running the picket line. He said one night when I got home, he says, come on. He said, there's hardly anybody at work. It was in the middle of the night, and he says, let me show you where I work. So I jumped in the car with him. We were going, and all of a sudden he starts turning up there where all these people are waving signs and beating on the cars in front of us and everything. And I thought, what in the heck did I just get into?
Union people, when they started, that was a good thing because they needed to have something like that. But I think the union, like you said, is corrupt, and they just, you know, want more than what they deserve.
I'm down to the gate here, so I'm going to have to jump out and say 73. I enjoyed it. Thanks for making my ride in an enjoyable one, and look forward to catching you guys another morning. KN4TFW 73.
Ken, hope to catch you over the weekend. If not, have a good one, and I'll catch you Monday. KN4NAB.
Hey, Ken. Be safe, KN4TFW and 4XL. Ed, I'm going to sign with you on the final. I had a pretty good cut on my hand doing some work in the yard the other week. Scab's starting to come off. And leak a little bit, so I ought to go upstairs and put something on it to keep it from ripping off the rest of the way until it heals up. So with that, I'll listen to your final. CAM 4NAPN 4XL.
Good one. Hope to catch you on the radio again. Anytime you hear me on, give me a holler. And I know about having a doctor on yourself, because I'm always getting cut, scratched, or something. So 7-3, have a good one, and have a good weekend. KM4 and AP will be clear.